The Gemara in Brochus has machloikis whether Atova Meitiv is Diraisa or Lav Diraisa. Well, it says also in Daf Memches has a question, machloikis Abba Yosef ben Dustoy v'Rabbonon, whether Tova Meitiv Tzricha Malchus or Enes Tzricha Malchus. The Gemara wants to say this depends on the Shaila whether it's Diraisa Rabbonon. Now, it's very difficult to understand how can anybody say that Atova Meitiv is Diraisa. The Gemara says later in Daf Memches that the reason they instituted Atova Meitiv and added it to the benching was during the time when Havuge Meita Nitnu L'Kfura, when the martyrs of Beta were permitted by the Roman authorities to be buried. So they added in the benching at that time this bracha. So you see it's only Drabonin. So how can anybody say that it's Diraisa? So the Rav explained the Gemara, the Machlokes is not whether it's Diraisa or Drabonin. Everybody agrees that the Etzel Chiyu is only Drabonin. The Machlokes is whether Tova Meitiv is an integral part of the benching, or is it a bracha that at the conclusion of the benching, we add another bracha, which is indicated by that it's not Smuch L'Chavetz and begins with Baruch. So the Mandi Yom says that Atova Meitiv Diraisa means to say that it's part of the benching. And the Rav quoted this machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. If a person forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos, and he remembers after he concluded the Baruch of Nei Yerushalayim, and he started the Baruch of Atova Meitiv, the Rambam says that he has to go back to the beginning of the benching. And the Ravid says that you don't go back to the beginning of the benching. And the Ravid says, disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Beis from Baruch HaSalach Yud Beis. And the Ravid says, Tor b'zeh, d'lo griya Baruch HaRaviz mimi shiroga loma tachnunum achet filoso. Shim Tov lo hiska shuash chodesh ba'avoda, afal pishishim shim shalom chozal avoda v'enu chozal avosh, hilkach hochanami posuk v'chozal tchilas bonu Yerushalayim. So the Ravid says, why should you have to go back? Why is it different than in davening if a person was not oikev aglov and he remembers that he didn't say yalav yavo, that he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemona Esrei, he only has to go back to Ritzei. So here also, it's not worse. He didn't complete the benching because he still has the bracha of Atova Meitiv to say. And so therefore, he should only have to go back to Bonu Yerushalayim. So you see, the Rav said that the offhand the Machlokes and the Rambam and the Ravid can be interpreted in one of two ways. Either the Rambam thinks that if you're in Bonu Yerushalayim, once you pass Bonu Yerushalayim in Tova Meitiv, you've actually the benching has been completed. It was only an additional bracha added to the end of after the conclusion of the benching. So you have to go back to the beginning. And the Ravid disagrees about this very point, and he says that the bracha is an integral part of the benching. Indeed, only Rabbanan, but it's an integral part, and therefore you don't have to go back to the beginning of the benching. You can just go back to in Bonu Yerushalayim and say it there. Or the Rav said that there's a difference one could distinguish between tefillah and benching. In tefillah, even if you completed all the brachas, the tachanunim that are said subsequently are still part of the Shemon Esrei, or still part of the tefillah in a sense, because the tefillah is not complete because the mispala is still omid lifnei hashchina till he's oikev aglav. But by benching, there is no halach of omid lifnei hashchina. It's only seder of brachos, and therefore, if you completed Bonu Yerushalayim, the benching is over, and you have to go back according to the Rambam to the beginning. So, in my Sefer Gan Shoshanim, I suggested some other nafkaminas about this issue. One is that the Beis Halevi, in his Heyoros, after Sefer Bereshis, he has a suffix about Shinu Yayin in the middle of the Suda, that the Gemara says that you have to say a Tova Meitiv, an extra bracha. Are you Yotzi with the bracha of Tova Meitiv in the Birkas Hamazon? Especially according to the opinion that's quoted the Beis Yosef of Rabbeinu Kolonimus, Hazakan, that you're the on Yayin, you can say the Bracha V'tofa Meitiv if new wine comes, better wine, you can say it even after the drinking, after the shtia. So would you be yotze with the bracha of atov? Could you be yotze with the tov amativ in the benching? Suffolk in the base alevi. So offhand, this should depend maybe on this shaila, because if atov amativ is just an additional bracha after the benching, so it's a regular atov amativ, and you could be yotze with that for shina yayin. But if atov amativ is an integral part of the benching, so it's not said just as a regular tov amativ, and therefore you would not be yotze with that. Another nafkamina would be, which is a machloikis apoiskim, does a tov ametiv have to say in the makom that you benched, or can you say it in a different place? So if you think a tov ametiv is part of the benching, then you need to say it where you ate. But if a tov ametiv is not an integral part of the benching, so then it doesn't require dafka a saber and the kviyas of the makom where you benched, and this is machlokes apoiskim. Another nafkamina in this shaila I thought was, what about if a person is mesupik if he benched, and he has to bench again? Let's say eight kidei sviya, so it's a suffik diraisa, so he has to bench again. Does he say hatov ametiv? Because if you say hatov ametiv is an integral part of the benching, So then he has to even though it's Drabonin, but since Midrabonin this is the definition of the benching, so this is the way Chazal defined it, so you have to do it again, Kitsuvasa Midrabonin, and you have to say Tov Ametiv. However, this is the opinion of the Chuvas Havas Kivan and others quoted the Be'er Hetev, that you have to when you repeat it, you have to say Hatov Ametiv as well. However, the Be'er Hetev quotes, and Mogen Avraham says that from the simple reading of the Mechaber, the Lashon Mechaber is mashma that when you bench again, you don't say Hatov Ametiv. And that's because he thinks Hatov Ametiv is an additional bracha added afterward, but it's not an integral part of the benching. Another way to this, I think, is that the Rambam says in Perek Beis from Hilchas Brachos Halach Yud Beis, excuse me. The Rambam says, in Brocha Me'ein Sholosh in Perek Ches Alach Yudalit, the Rambam says that in the Chesima Kikel Tov Umeitiv Ata, which is Me'ein the Brocha Revius, and then the Rambam says V'Yeshmi She'Omer Shelo Tiknu Brocha Revius Ela BeBroch Birchas Amazon Bevad. So L'Chayy, these 2 days quoted in the Rambam, whether Hatov Ametiv is a theme that's mentioned in Brach Min Sholos, depends on whether Tov Ametiv is part of the benching. If it's part of the benching, then it should be mentioned in Brach Min Sholos as well. So it would be actually Brach Min Arba. But if you say that Tov Ametiv is only an additional bracha that was added subsequently, but it's not an integral part of the benching, then it would not be reflected in the text of Brach Min Sholos.